This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hello and good news! I'm your host, Hannah Cannon-Gator, here to talk all about the people, places, and current events affecting the world in a positive way. This week I have such a great guest, all the way from Oakland, boom, 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 comedian Katie Carnes. Katie is hilarious and so fun to talk to at of all. Be of all, if you're in the Bay Area, she has some awesome shows coming up. She hosts Women Getting Witty, which is an all-lady show. That show is March 24th at the Purple Onion, right smack in the middle of San Fran. Her other show, The Comedy Chop, is coming up next month, April 21st, also at the Purple Onion. So check her out, you guys. Follow her on the Insta. She is askewed_view. Find her on the Facebook. Just follow the crap out of her. We're going to get right to some good news. But before we do, just a tiny little sidebar. If you like the podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes. It's the only way to get this little good news machine noticed in the search results and just out there into the rest of the world. Also, it totally makes my day to see that someone enjoyed hearing some good news. Okay, second sidebar. Do you shop for things on Amazon? Well, aside from the ratings and reviews, the best way to support the show is by going to boardwalkaudio.com/goodnews and clicking that little button that says support our artists. That will take you to Amazon, where you just kind of shop around and do your stuff like you normally would. Then when you check out, Amazon kicks back a little percentage of what they make to the show. And that little percentage helps me keep the show a-going. So very cool, right? Okay, housekeeping time is over. Let's talk about those freaking good people out there making the world a better place.
Good news, good news, good news. Good news, good news, good news. Hello, good news. I think it's time we had some freaking real good news.
We're on.
Here we are. Hello and good news.
So much good news.
So much. Katie Carnes and I are in my living room. I'm on the couch. She's on the day bed. A little switch up.
Do you usually sit here?
We usually both sit on the couch.
Do you want me to sit on the
couch?
No,
I want you to be where you are.
I love the day bed. I'm not going to lie. I could sit next to you if you needed. That's all I'm saying.
I always just feel the need to tell everybody listening where everyone is every time.
In the living room with the art. All the toys and the things.
Yeah, I do have a lot of toys. Real toys.
Not fake toys.
Okay. I just realized I don't have my glasses on again. That's been
you
a
debacle.
You
keep losing your glasses. You know what, though? I do see them.
Oh, you do?
I do. They're on the floor. You're not very good with your glasses.
That checks out.
Yeah,
that
totally checks out. They're right there. I could get off the day bed.
No.
And grab them. Pause.
Why are they right there? You're like literally in the middle of my living room floor. Thank you. Okay, so the first story that I'm going to tell you about, we found this together actually this morning. Costa Rica, for the year of 2016, used 98% renewable energy.
That's amazing. They're doing it. Let's move to Costa Rica.
Yeah, why wasn't this talked about more also?
Because we're too busy talking about the bad news.
I know. That's why.
You need to keep doing this.
Yeah. So 98.1% of Costa Rica's electricity for the year was renewables, and only 1.9% was fossil fuels. Most of the electricity comes from like large hydropower facilities. which are fed by like big rivers and heavy seasonal rains.
They do have a lot of rain.
I was just thinking that.
So that's pretty rad. Like, and then solar panels and all the other types of renewables as well.
Yeah. So also geothermal plants and wind turbines, and solar power, also provide. Oh, so mostly geothermal plant and wind turbines, and this water. The water is the biggest one, and then biomass and solar power provide probably the smaller part of the electricity. But hey, like, I feel like that's an example of, because where you are geographically is going to affect what kind of renewable energy.
Right. They're just all in agreement that they need to do something different and took action, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
We can actually, solar panels have become really cheap, and they're really easy to be able to do. That's just good news in itself. I think we're going to get some for the bus, and
yeah.
you basically take what, golf cart batteries, and you can store energy that way. It's like really simple, and all this you can learn on fucking YouTube. You know what I mean?
YouTube's the jam.
I think it's amazing. I think that if we just took more initiative, mm-hmm. We could totally do our own thing. If everyone else isn't going to do it, then like we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, that's very true.
So get some solar panels, Hannah. Jeez.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I always get like weird sad sometimes when I'm like looking at the state of things, and then
that's probably why you started this podcast.
It is.
Please tell me some good news.
I needed something nice. And then I look at myself and I'm like, but okay, what are you doing personally?
Right. Because like, that's the only way you can get out of sad.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can get out of sad. It's like, oh, okay, you know what?
Maybe I should thing.
Just do something about it. I do that with like my body. I'm like, oh, I hurt.
Yeah.
I hurt and I'm getting old and oh my God, no. And then I'm like, oh no, like I go to yoga and feel better.
Yeah, do a thing.
Just do a thing.
That's it, you guys. Anytime you're sad, do a thing. Go do a freaking thing.
We should make t-shirts that say that.
Yeah, anytime you're sad, do a thing. Yeah, so I was actually really bummed out the other day because I'm trying really hard to only buy things that are... like second, I've talked about this, to only buy things that are either secondhand or handmade.
Mm-hmm.
And so my shoes I just got for work are secondhand, but I needed to buy pants for my job. And I went to 3 different like Goodwill stores trying to find some dang black pants.
They and usually have like a surplus of those black pants.
I know. Yeah. And then I had a cry sesh because I was like, my body's weird. None of these stupid pants fit me. And I ended up having to go to H&M and buy a pair of pants. Because I'm not going to buy, like, it's a waitressing job. I'm not going to spend more than $20 on pants. So I was like, well, where can I get those? H&M.
Right.
This is everything I hate. But they're great. But you know what? I'm going to wear them every day. And I'm going to wear them until they rip. And then maybe I'll make a teddy bear out of them or something.
I like that you go, and then probably like a teddy bear. It will make a really good teddy bear.
To make a teddy bear.
Do you know how to make a teddy bear?
No.
Thank you. I'm so glad you answered like that. Nah, but I will figure it out.
I'll send it to that kid who's on one of my other episodes who makes a teddy bear a day and gives them to
children. Here, I'm sending my
really
pants.
Really nice material. They're from H&M. My old waitressing pants from H&M.
They smell like, it's not French food, right?
No, it's just regular American. Just regular. Kelly American.
It's got some grease stains.
It's avocados and fries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is good. I was kind of impressed. I was like, oh, this food's good. Yeah. Well, so I guess I spiraled into that because I was just thinking about my personal. I don't have solar powers and I bought pants from H&M.
I don't either. You're ruining the world.
I'm the
You are the problem.
Well, okay, so another another environmental good news.
All of a sudden, Katie Carnes got a phone call, and it was great news. We had to pause the podcast because she got offered a job.
Good news.
Good news.
So we had to take a little break.
Yeah, we had to do a pause because Katie had a job call her while we were recording.
Pretty much. It's the app world. I don't know. I don't understand it. So that was really weird. It was like, was this an interview or are you just like, I don't even know. But I'm approved. And so now I'm going to be a photographer. And they'll like send jobs or something. And then like you could say that you can go or not or something. But it's good
don't
news.
Don't let them listen to this episode.
Right. Right. Hey, listen to this thing. I just talked all about you. No, I mean, I just the whole app world and like jobs. It's like I'm confused about not like necessarily their app.
Right.
But some tech. And,
you know, I know.
There's like so many like what does Ethan do? He does
TaskRabbit.
Yeah. And I'm just like, that's just a weird way to go about jobs. It's just the tech world.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I fight it. Every day, and then I'm just like, give me a job.
I know.
So now I'm working for them.
I feel the same. I mean, my past year and a half, almost 2 years, has been like, I'm so thankful that they're there because otherwise I wouldn't have made any money. Like, I've literally been supporting myself working for three different apps like Lyft, Postmates, Saucy, website testing. Like, it's all
the
weird.
Website testing makes me giggle so much. I just didn't even know that was such a thing.
Yeah, so it's like I hate it, and then at the same time I'm like, well, without it, like, I guess I wouldn't have had a job this last year.
You probably would have found something.
I would have found a job, but it made it possible for me to like go travel a bunch and stuff like that, which was great. So that was what a great.
And now we're
and we're back.
Talking about good news.
Right. So I was going to tell you about segueing off of Costa Rica's sustainable energy. India, which has just been continuously kicking environmental ass this year.
Planting trees and shit.
Yeah. They planted... I just saw this again this morning with you, but they planted like how many trees? Was it a million?
1 million trees. I think it could. I don't know. You got to look it up, man.
I don't know.
I saw a lot of zeros.
Yeah. In 24 hours, it broke a record.
But it was like 600,000 people that came out to do it.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
So it probably was a million.
Probably a million.
And then on top of that, in past episodes, I've talked about how they are like, they are ahead of everybody, I think, as of this year, because earlier this year they were almost the top, but they have the biggest solar power plant in the world.
Right.
And they're like starting to create like so much sustainable solar energy. And now they're all, so 7,000 railway stations in India are about to go solar powered.
That's cool.
Which is huge because India they use trains.
Right.
America does not. I wish we still
they
did.
They got rid
we
of
do,
them.
But they just are not.
That's a conspiracy from the General Motors, and they made some sort of law. A lot of money goes into government, obviously.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know what? No, I think we need more money into roads.
Yeah.
And kind of
right. Like that's how
deregulated
it started to go.
I don't know.
People
we're
got
bad
so
over
excited
here.
About cars.
right.
But India, their trains go all over and they use them all the time. So
it
that's
makes sense.
Huge. So that's a good little, I guess all of their trains are, I think, going to have like rooftop solar power systems. All of their stations, 300 already have it. And they have 7,137 railway stations, and hopefully they're hoping to get all of these to be solar powered. Woo!
Why can't we do things like that?
I know. We're starting to a little bit. Finally, it's just like it all has to do with money and where the money's at. But one of the things I found out in another episode that I talked about is the Department of Energy released that more jobs have been created, like more money and more jobs are being created by, at this point, by sustainable energy than coal and fossil fuels.
That's
and all
awesome.
Of that. It's like a real fact that they're like, okay, you can argue this all you want, but right. there's more people employed by solar energy and
we
all
we have
of
the
this.
Numbers to prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. And people are saving more money, so like this is what we just need to do.
Right.
And the Department of Energy was like, here's our report on it. So it's getting there. Slower than it's just yeah. I mean, it's like we were talking about earlier, just even getting individuals to change.
Right.
And then
it's
how
hard,
do you get
it's
millions
hard to change
and millions
your mindset.
Of people?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's getting there. Unfortunately, it all has to do with money all the time. And I hate that so much, which I've talked about before.
And then it makes us sad. But then we need more good news.
Yeah. Yeah. So another good news. This sounded so familiar to me. So I'm sorry if I've talked about this before. But I don't think I have. It might have just been a story I saved a long time ago. There's a company called Meathead Movers. And it started out as like, in high school, these student athlete guys who wanted to make a little bit of extra money. So they, and it's in California, they would move stuff for people and then they would just ask for like $20 or some pizza. And so they were like a low cost student athlete trying to save up for college. And then they got a call from a woman who was in like a domestic abuse situation, who was like, I need to get out of here right now. Can you please help me get all my stuff out and move? Like, I'm in an abusive relationship and I need to get out. So they went and they moved her stuff and they were like, we don't, no charge. Like,
don't
no.
worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So then they started like doing that as a thing. Like, if you're in an abusive situation, whoa. We'll come move your stuff. But there was, I guess they had an actual incident where they were moving stuff one time and the husband came home in the middle of it and it was like very scary. So
I mean, that's definitely a risk that you're taking.
Yeah.
But like, that's awesome that you take an event in your life and just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
And I love stuff like that.
Yeah. And so then they started partnering with like women's shelters and domestic abuse places, and so and turned it into like a real thing where like,
well, then they would have a little bit more protection.
Yeah.
I assume.
So what would happen is somebody working, they would end up being able to secure like a restraining order on the husband before they would go in, and somebody working for the shelter or for the city would like go in with them and be there just in case anything happened. They would call the police right away.
That's awesome.
So it's all like protected. The woman isn't even there. She like goes to the shelter. The guys move the stuff. And so they have that going. And then they also like they continue to do that. But if you want to just, they also do regular moving for a normal price.
Oh, okay.
Or like, I think still.
I was like, so they're making no money all of the time. Like, I get it. Like, do you be awesome?
I've been there. Do stuff for free.
Just do stuff for free. I'm honestly so on that track.
Yeah.
If we could just do things for each other instead of, that sounds very Karl Marx, but
yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes you need to...
Sometimes, if you're just a regular person who's like, I need my stuff moved, they're like, okay, well, we'll charge you.
Right.
But it's also, I guess it's all, they've continued the thing, because this started way back in 97, apparently. They've continued it to be like all student athletes who are either in college or high school who are just trying to save money to get through college or save up for college.
Right.
So it's all like student employed. So when you use the company, you're helping these kids like support
themselves.
You're just
helping people on people on people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I just love that it's like, I don't know. I love that it's kind of turning that like connotation with jocks and meatheads around a little bit.
They're like, no, they can help out too.
Yeah.
And also, it's a good reminder of they shouldn't be bad to women.
Yeah.
Because they will leave you and there will be cops there.
Yeah. Don't hit.
Don't hit.
Hug.
Hug. can that also be a shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to come up with a lot of shirts today. When you're sad,
do things.
Do thing. Do something. Yeah. Do a thing.
Do a thing.
Do a thing.
When you're sad, do a thing and don't hit hug. Yeah. Well, so now we are in the my GoFundMe of the week section. And I have two this week because I was excited. The first one is a branch off of a company I mentioned last week. They're actually in trouble and need help, it turns out. So there's this store in Austin called Ingredients, and I talked about it a little last week. They do, just to fill you in, Katie, they do like all bulk and no packaging. It's a grocery store.
Okay.
So everything you're buying, because they're trying to cut down on waste, something like 40% of what is in our land. Yeah, it is. It's 40% of what's in our landfills is packaging waste.
Yeah.
From
I completely believe that. I felt like that would be more, but
yeah.
And food.
And so they only make everything's in bulk. You bring your own containers. You fill up like Dr. Bronner's soap in your container. You fill up Coke. Like every single thing is bulk.
That's
no
cool.
packaging. They have made, and Austin itself is like trying to become waste free completely or as much as possible by 2040, meaning it's all recycled, no landfill situation. So this store,
I can't remember what country is doing that the most.
Oh, I'll look, I look into that and
but,
do it.
Sorry, go for it.
So the average person makes like around four and a half pounds of trash a day.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know, it's depressing. This store
feel trashy. Sorry. I just feel trashy.
I love it. I love puns and one-liners. I can never do them. And I so love
I usually
when someone can't
either. It's only when I'm like on a daybed and chilling, you know, not like on a stage because it never works like that. Sorry.
So this store only makes 3.74 pounds of trash per month. And none of it is food waste. So I asked our friend Marie Falgren, have you been to this store? We have a friend who lives in Austin, a couple actually. And she
Hello,
was like,
if you're listening.
She was like, yes, I have. It's awesome. But it's actually like being threatened that it'll go out of business because they've just had a hard time like sustaining and they don't have.
Because not enough people have the right containers to be able to come in and be like, oh, well, this is my container.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I would be just fine. This is my soap container and this is my oats container.
And it's not, I guess also it's not convenient is the thing. I forget to bring my own bags to grocery stores all the time. So
I don't know how many times I've been like, oh, can't bring my bag in, huh? And they're like, I always just try to make a joke out of it. But like, maybe I shouldn't every time.
Yeah. I wonder how often grocery store people have to hear somebody, because I do too. When they're like, do you have your own bag? And you're like, oh man, you know what? I left it at home again.
Oh,
God, look at me. I guess
how many times am I
going to
do this? You know? But like, I get sick of saying it.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's now it's just a bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just at the grocery store saying the same thing over. Yeah. Like, ah-ha!
We've heard your set already.
We heard your grocery set. Please. Just bring the fucking bag.
A bag.
I even, like, sometimes leave in the car. And then I just leave it in the car.
It's bad. So I get it. It's not convenient. And I don't know if that's so I guess they've just had a hard time, like the amount that they have to put into strategic infrastructure and all the vendors that they get. They just aren't making enough profit. And they've been in business for 4.5 years and their cost of business has risen in that, well, because of inflation and all that bad crap that happens with cool cities. And so I guess a lot of cool businesses have gone out of business in Austin because of that. And so anyway, they have an Indiegogo, and today is March 3rd when we're recording this. I'm super on top of it. And so this one won't, this will be coming out next week. So like March 7th. Nope, that's only in 4 days. I don't know. Next Wednesday. So this will have already happened. So, but they're having like a block party tonight, March 3rd, to celebrate Indiegogo because they've raised quite a bit of money. It's like 20,000 right now, but they still need more. Their goal is 30,000. So you can back it on Indiegogo. I'll post the link on the Facebook page. P.S. I started a Facebook page because I think I'll just be able to post direct links and you guys can click on them.
Boom.
Instagram is hard to do that, the direct link thing. I post photos, or I haven't been lately, but I post photos.
We're gonna take a photo, by the way.
Yeah, we got to.
Oh, we gotta take a photo.
So I'll post that. You can still donate to Ingredients. I just think it's a really, and if it can survive and thrive, I feel like it would just be awesome for stores to, more things to, like. Come out of this from it. I can't articulate it all. I think it more things should be inspired and like follow by example of creating less waste.
Yeah. It's just so hard to change everyone's mind at once.
Yeah. Well, part of it is like people need groceries. If you're going to you're going to go to your store and you're going to buy so many pounds of trash of packaging that comes because you need to eat food. So when it can start with things like grocery stores, that's great.
Make it easier for us to make that decision.
Yeah. So go support Ingredients. That's just a little update on them. I didn't realize that they were having a hard time. Thank you, Marie Falgren, for updating me on that. This is my real GoFundMe of the week. And it's actually... I didn't find it on GoFundMe.com. I found it through a different thing and then found out that they also need help. So there's a place, there's this restaurant called the White House of Anaheim, which is a huge like mansion Italian restaurant that's been around forever. It's like actually a mansion that they converted into a restaurant. This guy, Bruno Serrato, and his mother... when they first started the restaurant, they're really close to a boys and girls club and they would like go by and they saw that one of the kids there was eating potato chips for dinner. And they were like, whoa, 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 why are you eating that for dinner? And he was like,
whoa, 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 don't eat potato
don't
chips,
eat potato for... chips for dinner.
Not like just potato chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, well,
I've
so
done
this...
that. I'm not going to lie.
I've eaten a can of beans for dinner. That's the way the story goes is they were talking to the kid and he was like, oh, I just like, I don't have enough money for my family doesn't have enough money to send me with dinner. I can't have dinner.
We're
in a bad spot. And then a lot of the boys and girls, like a lot of the kids there were in the same situation. So they started every night. They would bring over, it started with like 74 kids they would feed every night. Now every single night they feed, I think around 1,200 kids.
Whoa.
Five nights a week, 1,200 kids. It's all prior to one of their, it's a program they started called Katerina's Club, which Katerina was his mother. And so they do that every night. And then they also started to branch off of that because they noticed a lot of these kids were like actually living in motels because their families... had to leave their houses. They couldn't pay the rent or like just bad financial situations. Mm-hmm. I guess a lot of people live in motels now because it's cheaper than rent.
Rent.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But they're not obviously
Maybe
there.
I should start doing that. I could save some money right now. I'm a little broke. I won't be broke because I just got a job. It'll be
Yay.
Fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, they're obviously not the nicest hotels, and it's like a family of five or whatever
right.
in one room. And so they also started a separate program called Welcome Home, where they work with families to help them relocate and get them furniture and get them into a real
wow.
home.
For a restaurant, they're doing
so
a lot.
Much. And at one point, like he had to take a mortgage out and refinance his home in order to keep the charity going.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he was not willing to give
up. He's going to go homeless, helping the homeless.
Yeah.
That makes my heart just tear up.
And he was, like, able to pull through that. But then recently, an electrical fire started in this restaurant, which is also just, like, a beloved restaurant. And it's massive. And people also do weddings and stuff like that there. Like, it's literally, like I said, it's a giant mansion. An electrical fire started in the restaurant and the entire thing burned down.
No.
Yeah. But he's still continuing. Like, the community has pulled together and donated their kitchens. Like, other restaurants have given him his kitchen. So he's still feeding these kids, 1,200 kids, every single night. But there is a GoFundMe. The best GoFundMe I've found, like, in a minute.
Yeah, you super need to donate. Where is my wallet right now? Let me give you what I got. I got $48 in my account. You can have it all.
You can have it. To rebuild the restaurant and help them. Yeah. The GoFundMe said they feed 2,000 kids a night. Their Katarina's website says 1,200, but I mean, it's between 12 and 2,000 every single night.
Either way, it's really impressive. Amount.
Yeah. And it's Italian. Like, their whole idea is, like, what's better to, like, be able to make massive amounts of that will keep you full and feed a lot of people? Spaghetti, dude. Like,
all the time. All day. Day. That sounds delicious.
And he's like, yeah. So their goal right now is
I'm going to have to post that. That is an amazing story.
It's so cool. And also, it's the classic, like, take this, Donald Trump. This is a classic, awesome immigrant story. He came to the United States with $50 in his pocket.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And he started this restaurant over 30 years ago, and he gives back to the community every single goddamn day by so much. And he has, like, made an amazing restaurant. It's beautiful. And
take
he helps
that, Donald Trump. Yeah. That was adorable. I just needed to reiterate that part. Take that.
You want to know about immigrants? This is, yeah, this story is incredible, and I love it so much. I don't love that the whole restaurant burned down.
Right, but the fact that people are coming together.
Yeah, and he has, half of the amount of money to cover his employees, like, all of his staff that don't have a job
right
now. I'm
just like, how are you doing that? I can't even imagine what it takes to, I mean, is there, like, an organization behind that?
He has, it's a lot of volunteers. So for the, he's got obviously his business, and then Katarina's club is all the charity work, and they have different employees who help specifically with that.
That's cool.
I mean, he's not solo making.
Right.
So like, I just shelling out pasta.
Just like 18 pots of boiling water. And every night. Yeah, just every night. No worries. I'm going to feed those kids.
I got it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of volunteers. And different organizations, like local businesses, will donate or get involved that way and sponsor Katarina's club. So this is just down the way. I'm definitely going to donate. This is over in just Anaheim, which is, I had no idea this was here, but it's just south of LA or southeast, whatever.
You should go interview
near
him.
Near Disneyland. Yeah.
He should be on Good News.
I know. I would love to be able to interview him. And especially, I want to keep following this story and how
updates.
They get back on their
I
want to
know. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, because he has, so like it, the GoFundMe like reiterates, he has fire insurance. So that will, like, he has good insurance for the restaurant, but it's not going to adequately cover the full rebuild, or he won't be able, like, that doesn't help pay his employees. It doesn't help cover the cost of all the food he makes for charity each night. So that's what the GoFundMe is for.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to be able to rebuild, and I want to be able to pay everyone who works for me who's out of a job right now because of this fire. And I want to be able to, like, still do the charity thing every night.
Good God, what a saint.
I know. And then, yeah, like, meanwhile, different restaurants and stuff have opened up their own kitchens so that he can still feed people every night. And, yeah.
I'm like, how do I volunteer?
Yeah. Bruno Serrato. So, yeah, check out that GoFundMe, y'all. I love that one so much.
This is helping. This is helping. Just talking about good news makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I'm so cynical. I was like, I'm scared to go on this. I hate the world. Good news. Let's talk about good news.
It
feels better.
Yeah. I always have comics on, and it's funny because, like,
exactly,
comedians are,
we're the worst.
Yeah, we are naturally a little bit cynical and point out the shitty things in the world,
right?
Or you do comedy because of it's a defense mechanism from, like, your own shit going on.
Exactly. I feel like I wasn't seen, so now I have to.
Yeah. So it's been, I love having comedians on because of it.
Because of that reason. The worst.
But also, like, the ability to laugh. I love having comedians on because it's all about, like, being able to laugh at what's bad.
No, exactly.
And bringing joy to the world through that. That's why I love comedy.
I saw a meme, and it was like, normal people, they take their problems and they have a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like me. And it was like, problems equal jokes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That's very true.
Yep. That's just how it works in my brain.
Yeah.
This equals funniness.
Yeah. Just makes life a little easier if you can laugh. Was that almost a Forrest Gump quote? What?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with chocolate.
Like, life's a little easier
when you have some laughs. A box of laughs. Ooh, chocolate sounds good.
It does. Okay, I guess dang, I plowed through that real fast. Well, we're on track. We're at like 40 minutes almost. So I did the GoFundMe. We did the threes. Yeah, so now I'm to small town news.
Yeah,
which so Katie,
which is now hometown news.
Yeah. Hometown news. Katie Carnes is from Davis, California.
I rarely tell people that, so
go find her high school yearbook.
Yeah, exactly. In ninth grade, I won best smile.
Oh, you do have a good smile.
Only because I rigged it.
Okay, how do you rig?
Here's the thing.
I'm interested.
Thanks. Here's the thing. I was always in yearbook. I'm a photographer now. It makes a lot of sense, right? And we were around the table. I remember it so clearly. It was a whole bunch of popular girls. I was always, like, friends with the popular girls, mm-hmm. but I was not one of them. They just thought I was funny.
Yeah.
Pretty girls like funny girls. That was my situation. I was rough looking. That's a thing. Never mind. But we were on this table, and then we were talking about, like, the pages of, like, who wins, you know, best of, mm-hmm. who's going to be the most successful, all those things. And one of the girls was like, wouldn't that be so funny if, like, someone won best smile and, like, did a really ugly smile? And I was like, yeah, that would be so funny. I would do that. She's like, no, you wouldn't. I was like, yeah, I would. And then she was like, no, a triple dog dare you. And
oh my god,
yeah,
a triple dog dare.
And so we, like, sent the word out, you know, put my name on the thing. This was happening. Didn't think that I was gonna win, and I did. Whoops. But then
but did you rig it?
Like, it was not just me. It was a group effort.
Okay.
There were people in on it as well. It wasn't just like I put my name in
there.
It
was like, Katie's going to do this crazy, crazy right. joke where she makes exactly. a crazy smile.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the day of the photo, that popular girl wasn't there. Now, I make a joke about this being like, I don't know what happened to her. And people just think like I poisoned her or some shit. But I didn't. I did not poison Carla. And
her name was Carla.
Her name was Carla. I remember it so clear. I don't remember a lot of things, but like this is one of the stories I remember of my life. And she wasn't there, and so I smiled normally. I know.
I know.
I was so scared because I woke up that morning being like, I'm going to look back on this and really hate myself or something. You know, I look back and I'm like, why did I make that ugly face? I mean, I had an ugly face, I thought, anyway.
Oh, everyone in high school, yeah.
Right. And my mouth was full of metal. I had glasses, my frizzy hair, awkward body, not much different than now. But so that's that story. That wasn't any good news. I just thought it was funny.
No, I love that story.
That's the Davis good news.
I love that you, like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to smile real.
I'm just going to just do a real smile.
I mean, did people give you shit about it?
I don't think anyone really remembered. But, like, I know, like, when we were laying the photos back out, people were like,
Katie didn't.
She didn't do it.
She didn't make a joke smile like she said she would. And also, what a joke smile.
You know? Exactly. I just thought, like, I found it. I rationalized it by just saying that my mouth full of metal and my, what I thought was, you know, not a very nice face was the joke.
Oh.
I know.
That's very never been kissed.
I know. I'm fine now. I'm cute. Someone called me hot the other day. That's good news.
Oh, that is good.
Never been called hot before. I was like, smacked him. I was like, how dare you make fun of me like that?
I think you're hot.
Well, that's good because I think you're hot.
I, in high school, was, I think I got class clown and I did
that. Makes some sense.
It's so dumb in high school, like how you try and make those pictures funny. That's what that made me think of. Because mine, I was like, oh man, wouldn't it be funny if when they take my photo, I'm in the boys' restroom next to a urinal? And that's what I did. Like, oh man, that would be so
what is
funny.
What is your reaction to when you think about that? I didn't want to have that reaction to my smiling photo.
It's just like not funny and sort of awkward, and like you can't see the whole urinal anyway because they're like trying to take a picture.
So it's
of
just like kind so of some like, porcelain in the yeah, background.
It's like me standing next to like the top of a urinal being like, class clown, right? Now y'all know why.
Because I'm into transgender issues.
Got jokes on jokes. I'm a girl and yet I'm in the boys' bathroom. How about that?
That makes me giggle so much.
I got one for you. Yeah,
so
it was
what's
the funniest
good news
thing
in
I could
Davis?
Think of. Oh, okay. This one's great.
Now that I've gone on a rant, I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize. Okay. I told you I love the rants.
Okay, good.
This is awesome. So Davis, as a city, is severing ties with the bank Wells Fargo as a protest to the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Awesome.
The whole city, because I guess Wells Fargo covers like the city's cost is all wrapped up in Wells Fargo. So as a city, they
like,
voted 5-0 to seek a new bank.
That's amazing.
And so they're trying to they want to do a credit union if they can.
Very
like a local
cool.
To handle the city's finances.
I know exactly where Wells Fargo is in Davis. I used to go there and I hated those guys. So I'm glad that Davis is. They listen to me. This was mostly because of me. I don't
know.
This
is all
because
of Katie Kynes.
This is all because of me.
After you did that crazy yearbook, got a fire on your ass and went around town yelling about
it. I was like, listen, I don't even have a bank account yet at this point.
I have ideas. I guess they maintain an average cash, like Davis as a city. Maintains an average cash balance of $1 million in Wells Fargo, and
so they're just taking it out.
Mm-hmm. I guess they also have about $30 million in an investment portfolio for which Wells Fargo provides reporting services, and they're taking all of it out.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah, I was so psyched. Like, it was such a good hometown news story of good news.
Like, I was really hoping that some of your good news was not going to be about the toad. The toad, there's like a pipe thing under a freeway that the mayor put a lot of money in so that the toads would be safe.
That's Davis? It's
like, yes. And so a lot of times, like when people are like, oh, Davis, I'm like, oh, is that the toad town? It's like under, because they were just getting killed or something. And like, they still don't use it. I was just like really hoping that we were going to be talking about toads. And then I just brought it up. So.
That I remember hearing or seeing about that story.
It was
or
like this crazy town. Like, yeah. I think one of those late night shows did, you know, one of their snippets or whatever about towns. And it was like, ah, Davis is famous for toads.
For a toad tunnel. All these toads are trying to get across the road.
And we need to save their lives. Which I don't know where they went, to be honest.
I know a couple different places do that where they'll make like an animal bridge, like a safe crossing for animals to get across highways, which I think is a good idea. They do have to get across, but I've always wondered how they'll know.
They'll know. Like, dude, this is your bridge. Yeah. Like, they don't read signs.
Yeah. No, don't cross here. There's a bridge a mile down.
Right.
And the bridge is different than the road. Like when you're a deer and you're just looking out at pavement and there's not
when a you're
car.
A deer. You know when you're a deer. Yeah, I remember when I'm a deer.
When you're a deer all the way. What's that?
I don't know.
It's not a thing.
It should be a thing, is what you realized right there.
Yeah, I always wonder. Because when if you're standing and looking at a highway, what they cross because they don't think there's cars coming. Deer obviously never know there's a car coming. This is a tangent.
Feel like they're just a little smarter than that, though. I feel like, yeah, they're like, I can sense some vibrations of this fast-moving thing. And
right.
That's not normal in the nature. just the outside.
Yeah.
And I think... I know that they can't read signs, but I think that they're smarter than we.
And they find the bridge.
Right.
Although sometimes deer, I feel like, actively run into cars. Like, I've had a deer, like, sometimes they're on the side of the road and it's like they get freaked out by the car coming and they'll dart into the highway as opposed to away from it. Mm. And it's
maybe
very
my theory
scary.
On deers is, I guess I didn't really have a theory, but it's just like, hopefully they're smarter.
I hope
than,
they're smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about deer. It's deer. Both of us keep saying deers.
Like beers. Is it? It's just deer.
It's deer.
Right.
A deer and a bunch of deer. Yeah.
Damn it. Deers.
I know what I was singing earlier.
Okay.
It's from West Side Story.
Oh.
When you're a jet all the way. That's what it's from. Thank God.
That's going to be really irritating if you didn't remember that. We needed to get to the bottom of that one.
Okay. Well, great hometown news. And
yay, Davis. I won't be so embarrassed to say that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I always say that I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
That's worse.
I can be like, yeah, I'm from Sac. Like, you can.
No. Stop that. Stop doing that.
I get looks when I say I'm from, they're like, oh, it's Davis, huh? Oh, did you go to UC Davis? Like, no, I just went to the high school. I went to a couple parties, though.
Is it like, it's a very hippie town, right? Like, or
it's like liberal conservative, but like pretending to be like so hip. The college is there, you know, right. Just everyone's
like
a fucking
town.
Professor.
Small college town.
Yeah.
How many, like, what's the population? Ish. Like 100 thou?
No.
100 thou?
Like 100 thou? That's like saying I'm from SEC.
$66,000.
I was like, I don't know, like 700,000.
I feel like that's about the same size as Katie and I both lived in Missoula, Montana. So I always kind of get the idea that Missoula is similar to Davis.
It was very similar to Davis, and that's why when I moved there, that's what was like, oh, like it's just a mountain Davis.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's great. Well, we're towards the end here. We're to Animal Corner. But I have two little Animal Corners. I did a lot of doubling up this week.
Okay.
Because I couldn't decide. This one,
very indecisive today.
This one actually, so I wasn't going to do this one, but this is the second week in a row that I've seen it pop up on like news and feeds and stuff. And I just think it's kind of silly and sort of common sense. But watching birds is good for your mental health.
Okay.
I guess according to this new study, hot new study.
Who studied this?
Living in a neighborhood with more birds, shrubs, everybody knows how I feel about shrubs, and trees, you're less likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and stress. Which to me, I'm like, right. Like if you live near nature.
Right. Now, how do you feel about shrubs? That's just I'm sorry. I didn't know. And
I just had an episode a couple weeks ago where like every time I was trying to just refer to the word a plant, shrub. I kept saying shrub.
And every plant's a shrub.
At one point my guest was like, Hannah, do you think plants are shrubs?
Do you think all of them are? Or
is shrub your word for plant? shrubs are just in my life. Yeah, that just seems like common sense to me. Like, I love that there was a whole study on it.
Right. I think a lot of these, like, mindfulness studies, they're really hard to study. So they're having to pinpoint certain parts of mindfulness and study portions of them. So then it comes out sounding crazy. You know, it's like, well, watch the birds. It's like, well, just understand that you're taking time away from your chaotic life and reflecting.
Yeah.
And like, but like they study with birds, and that just sounds crazy, but I like it.
I like it too. I also, it made me smile too. Cause so my grandpa passed away this last year, and my mom and my uncle, they were incredible. They did in-home hospice with him for like an entire year. But so his... Wow. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. His bed was set up near a window downstairs, and my mom put a little bird feeder right outside the window.
Aww.
And he would get so happy and excited when the birds would come every day.
Come to feed.
Yeah, except I guess there was a brief squirrel problem that got really scary at one point. There was like squirrels crawling all over the walls and the windows outside.
Oh my gosh. Like,
trying to get to the bird.
He's like, this is not making it better. Get these crazy little rats away. I like squirrels though.
Yeah, I do too. But so yeah, I just think it's funny. It's like, yeah, if you are not surrounded by concrete at all times, you will be less depressed.
Right.
If there's trees and birds near your view sign, like,
we need nature. We need it.
Yeah.
We really, really do. And it's weird saying that when we're in LA.
Yeah. There are a ton of trees here, though.
There are a ton.
That's actually why
I went hiking yesterday by the Hollywood sign. Not saying that's like super nature.
But when I was trying to decide between living in New York and LA, one of the main reasons I chose here was because I came to visit and I was like, oh, there's so much outside stuff you can do.
Yeah.
There's the ocean, if you're into that.
If you're into that sort of thing. Whatever.
I like those vibes. I like being closer to the hiking in the hills. And so, I mean, it's not amazing hiking. It's still smoggy as frick, but...
as frick. So, but no, that was a great hike. And I didn't know that was the biggest park in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, the Griffith Impressive. Park is the biggest city park in the whole United States. It's like 500 miles of trail and fire roads, I guess.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've been getting into hiking.
It's great.
I love it. Love it.
Walking with a purpose.
Yeah, exactly. there are definitely there's some good hiking in San Francisco.
The whole city is a hike.
It's all of it's a hike. That's true. But there's like some actual parks with trails and whatever. But of course, everyone is going to them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there with their hiking selfie sticks and
their
stuff,
gears.
You know,
selfie sticks. I feel like they need to be banned.
There should be a ban on selfie sticks. I do agree.
Yeah.
But that won't take, they wouldn't take away the selfies.
It wouldn't.
Or the want to take selfies. I talk shit about selfies so much and take them.
I mean,
also,
they've also existed since cameras.
Right.
So
there are, and
you just can't see them right away. And so you spend too much time.
Painted themselves. It's just another version of selfies. It just took a little longer.
Yeah.
But you can get the angles way better.
You can instantly. The problem now is people spend too much. Because when you had the old film cameras, like in the 90s, I remember being on family trips, and at some point, no one's around to take a picture.
You take it.
Your dad stands because he has the longest arms, and it's like, well, I hope this one works, and hopefully, it ends up so awkward.
So bad.
But now people can see it instantly, and so they spend forever being like, oh, let's do it. No, let's do it now.
Oh, I need it like another. This. We're That's very critical of ourselves.
Frustrating about it.
I keep going right back bad to bad news.
So, like, no, this
everyone's
is not
the
bad.
Worst.
No. Okay. If you spend forever taking selfies, you are the worst.
Okay.
It's fine to take a couple.
Right.
But, like, go recycle some shit and get rid of all your trash.
Get some solar panels, for God's sakes. Now I need to go fix my solar panels.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last little... This one is a good animal corner. It's like... this reminds me of something our friend Hannah Yazzolino, who's a teacher... I had her do an interview for the show once. This just reminds me of something she would do. So there's these school children in Scotland. They have, like, these little goldfish mascots in their, like, classroom goldfish.
Okay.
As you do. And they died, the goldfish died, and they died like the week they were learning about Vikings. And so they all went outside and they gave the goldfish like a Viking funeral, like put it on a little boat with a fire and put him down the river.
Oh my
And like
gosh.
Did the whole Viking ceremony. They created a small fleet of miniature boats to send off the deceased, fashioning coffin boats out of cereal boxes and egg crates. And then they also wrote and recited their favorite memories about Bubbles and Freddy. Those are the goldfish. And they led a funeral procession to a nearby stream where the boats were put in the water and the lead vessel was set on fire.
Wow.
I love that.
I think that's how I want my funeral to go down.
A Viking funeral?
That, yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that's something you'd have to get cleared by the city. Just sending your body out into a river on fire.
What is that? Katie Carnes. She requested it. It's in her will. I am always into, saying sorry instead of like asking questions first. Like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And
oh,
I'd be dead.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So no one's coming after me.
Right. It doesn't matter.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
You should definitely do a Viking funeral.
Well, you're gonna have to organize it, so I won't have any say in the matter.
I'm just really thinking too now about oldie times and these Viking funerals, because you got a body in the boat,
right?
And eventually that body's gonna end up, I guess, maybe at the bottom of the river. Or on a weird bank. Like, there must have just been bodies to and fro back in the day.
There's bodies everywhere in the world, it seems like. Well, I don't know.
Because now we put them all... Also, putting cemeteries are weird to me, too. Like, and this is the little park where all the dead bodies go. Like,
right.
It's bizarre to me as well.
It is very weird. And I just don't understand not putting it... Well, I don't... There's probably some sort of regulation, and they probably... But like, putting it in the ground, it decomposes. It adds to the earth. There's calcium and nutrients that could add to the earth, potentially.
Right.
Why don't we use that as
a box?
It's just a different type of mass after you're dead, you mm-hmm. know? So, like, why not use it as a resource?
Yeah.
It's just... And probably people are like, you can't just use my husband's body for... energy or whatever.
Right.
There is a
You want a body field.
You can be a tree though now. You can be cream. This is what I really want to be. Like,
yeah.
Please. This is my will right here. This is a vocal will. When I die, you can get cremated and then you get these like 7-Eleven size cups.
Yeah.
But like they're ingrained with seeds and soil. And so when you plant them, they are everything that's needed to make a tree. I don't know what kind of tree I want to be though.
Well, figure it out, because if we're going to do your will, we got to.
Like, right. But like, would you eat the apples if I was an apple tree from my dead body?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or should I be flowers or something pretty? Hopefully I don't get cut down. But I thought that was really cool.
I love. Yeah.
I love that there are different ways to, you know.
Be a tree.
Be a tree.
You can be a tree. You can, yeah. Somebody else brought that up like a couple episodes back that they want to be a tree.
Damn it. I thought like I was so unique.
No, I wasn't saying that. Okay, Katie, we've already talked about
I'm just fucking with you. I'm messing with you. I kid.
Tough luck, Katie. We already talked about being a tree.
I'm editing that part out.
But yeah, I feel like a cherry tree would be a dope.
Cherry tree
such
would be
pretty blossoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or there's these crazy Dr. Seuss purple trees around here.
Dr. Seuss and I have the same birthday, which was yesterday.
A birthday, a job, a good news episode.
Oh my god, I'm just like filling my soul with love.
Everything's coming up, Katie. It's awesome.
Good news. Everything's Katie.
Well, now we're to the part where I get to, I mean, I guess we talked briefly about a good news thing earlier, but I get to ask you about a time in your life you received good news, literally today, I guess.
Right. Or, it's today. I've never received good news before today.
Gave good news or anything in your life that affected you in a positive way you didn't see coming.
That's really, I was sitting outside trying to think of like good news and like, why is it so hard for me to only think about bad news changing my life? Again, mm-hmm. I don't know if I was the candidate for this show because I always think badly, which is horrible.
It's human nature.
It absolutely is.
It's easier to focus on bad stuff.
But something that changed my life based on something happening was a bad thing, because I lost a job. But me losing that job let me go to, which just sounds so stupid, Burning Man, which made me meet you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Which after a week after I met you guys, I moved to Montana because I was like, you guys are cool. I'm just going to come hang out with you. So like all of that became like, oh, this is why that had to happen. This is why I lost my job at an ice cream shop.
Wait, I didn't realize the job you lost, you were working at an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
There was just like no, excuse my language, fucks given at that job.
Yeah.
I just could not put anything into it. And the dude, he saw it. And I got hired because of a friend. And then he was like, you just don't want to work here. I was like, yeah, I know.
I really do.
I
just think it's so funny because you moved to Montana and I worked at an ice cream shop.
And then, yeah, that's true.
For years.
It was a gelato shop.
Yours was gelato?
It was gelato.
That's too sheeshy.
It was. I didn't like it. So that's what changed my life, was losing my job in an ice cream shop. That was the best news. I was like, okay.
That's fine.
Goodbye. And then Josh was like, we have a ticket and you should come hang out with these people. And then I was like, oh my god, I don't want to be without these people ever. And then I just kind of made a weird decision to come and move and hang out with people I didn't really particularly know. And then I moved into your house.
Yeah.
So
you lived in my living room and it was the best.
I liked it. Tyler hated it, but
I loved it so much.
I was calling him as Taylor. That's not his name.
It was four of us living in a one bedroom house and it was
the best living situation I've ever had in my entire life.
It was so fun. And it was an old barn. Oh, that got converted into a house. It was the best. I love that.
So cold.
It was freezing. I really love thinking back on things and how so many I was talking about this last week a little bit, like when frustrating things happen and then a couple years looking back and being like, yeah, but if this person had never been in my life, I wouldn't have met this person.
No,
and
absolutely.
I wouldn't be where I am now. Or if I hadn't lost this job, I would not be.
Right. What like pushes you to make changes? And that's why I was thinking outside. I was like, I just don't know what was like super good news to change. And it usually is, I feel like, kind of a bad event where I'm like, okay, well, things need to change.
Yeah.
Ugh! And then it usually comes to good things, hopefully.
Yeah. Well,
I think we're doing good.
Yeah,
we're doing good things.
We're doing fine. We were talking about last night, like how problems, they're just always going to exist. They're never going to go away.
Right.
But problems, like, I feel like force you to change and find something new.
Yep.
And like anytime you're feeling uncomfortable or pissy, it's the world being like, well, you're not happy right now. You got to go do something else.
Figure
go
that
do a
out.
Thing.
And hopefully that is the mentality, because there's a lot of people who are like, I just feel shitty and I'm going to just be that way forever.
Yeah.
There's no way to change it. And it's like, no, the brain is incredibly able and capable,
yeah,
is what I was trying to say, of adapting. Yeah. We're like, that is what we do as humans, is adapt and go into this environment. And then our body, you know, everybody's different in every culture because of the way that their environment is. It's just like, we can adapt so well.
Yeah.
Just change the mindset or just do the thing, because then you're building those new neurotransmitters and mm-hmm. patterns in your brain. And that's my best news, is that we are so able.
Yeah.
Bodies are so weird.
Yeah. It's funny, like the patterns that you get into when you think negatively every day, like,
yeah,
that just also becomes,
that's just a pattern. That's all it is. And you don't have to like actually play on those thoughts.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, I was like, oh, like I don't have to be the worst all the time. Cool. Oh.
Yeah. There was a statistic I found, which is like one of the reasons I feel like it's important to focus on solution based news and positive news, is because it, when you see something positive work, you're actually more inspired to do something like that than you are when you're up against a huge wall of negativity.
No, absolutely. That's why those commercials, I don't know if it's like a bank, but like, or something, but they see someone else do a good thing and they're like, oh, and then they open a door for somebody. And
yeah,
then like that person saw that. And, you know, it's like, it is a domino's effect. And
yeah,
this is why I was so excited when you were going to do this podcast. I was like, yes, that's all we need. It's just positive. We just need to be positively reinforced that things are actually good out there. And
yeah,
but there is a lot of that media who's shoving it down our dang throats that like, everything's good. He even said himself, Donald, I'm going to say it like we're friends, like I know him. You know, me and Donald, we have conversations and debates all the time. He was like, this is the worst time in the United States. It was like, or like, this is the worst in the history, you know,
yeah,
like we're so but it's like, there are so many good things going on,
yeah,
out there.
There's
there are
solutions every day, and there's never not going to be issues. There, they just are, it exists, but there's a balance, and you have to know that there is equal like good to bad stuff.
Yeah.
Not that it's overwhelmingly bad.
It's not bad
for when it comes to global warming, y'all. We gotta
get your dang solar panels.
Stop making 45 pounds of trash a day.
45? I do?
No, that was an exaggeration.
Oh, it's like, oh my God.
Haven't you noticed?
Like, where is all this trash?
Like when you take out your trash,
I feel like 45 pounds, like I'm being weighed down in my apartment by,
yeah,
my trash at that point.
No,
you scared
like five,
me for a second.
It's almost okay. 5 pounds a day. It's between 4 to 5.
Oh God.
Wait, what?
I was like, we really need to do something about this. Five. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so glad you are here this week so we could do this.
This was This was definitely in the cards for me coming. I'm so stoked that we got to do this and talk me about too. Good news. Now I'm going to go tell other people good news.
Yeah. Pass it on. Pay it forward.
I will.
Just like that movie with Haley Joel Osment.
What?
Except that one's sad at the end. Go be good people, everybody.
Love yourself and everyone else.
Give back. Be good.
Get some solar panels.
Bring your containers and your bags to the store for once. And
that's definitely the end all theme yeah. right now. Just like bring those bags.
Bring those bags and don't make jokes about it when you don't. And
or still do. Yeah. I'm still on the fence about that one. I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's me too. And check out the GoFundMes and the Facebook page at Hello and Good News. I'll be like asking people to like it this week. So if we're friends, like then it. Pass it on. Okay. Good news later.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Good News Podcast. Check out the Facebook page Hello and Good News and the Instagram at Hello and Good News for photos and links to the stories I talk about. And if you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review it. Bye-bye.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.